You're listening to Like Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. June is a big month in Milwaukee. There's Pride, Juneteenth Day, and for many students, it's the beginning of summer. With vaccination rates climbing higher and higher, people are emerging from the pandemic and getting back into the community. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service has been sharing some of the many community events happening here in Milwaukee. The list includes a wide array of things to enjoy, both virtually and in person. Carr joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about some of the best events happening this June.
We've been having kind of back and forth weather, but we are about to get into summer, it seems. So this first event is something that really speaks to great summer weather and the thing all Milwaukeeans like to do best when it's nice out, going outside.
For sure. My first of the five things is the Art Start See Me Because Volume 8 exhibition in Milwaukee. I've seen these exhibitions before, both inside and outside. Really what they are portraits of young people of color in Milwaukee, portraying the complexity of who they are, what their identity is. And the twist on it is they really get to say, here's how I want to be seen. So some of these portraits, they kind of imagine a future for themselves. So they're kind of elevated, almost surreal, some of them. They're really beautiful works, these portraits. But then there's also video that accompanies it. So this is the Art Start Gallery. It actually started in New York, and it's in other places in the country. And they've done it in Milwaukee a number of times. The exhibition's open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And it's at the Harborview Plaza, which is a great new public space that's at the east end of Greenfield Avenue, next to the School of Freshwater Sciences, which is an incredible building. So there's a new park there, and then they've embedded this exhibition within that park. And you're right there on the harbor looking out at Jones Island and the skyline. So it's a beautiful place to go just for any reason. It's a bilingual exhibition too. The students who participated in it are from Casa Romero Urban Renewal Center, or some of them were. So it's this chance to see Milwaukee, be outside, but then also get a peek into some young people's lives, into their imaginations, and the futures they see for themselves.
Definitely a great way to get outside and connect with your community in a few different ways.
Absolutely.
Our next event is going to be, I wanted to say on the opposite side of the city, but I'm not sure that that's quite right, but certainly a lot farther north. We're looking at a book release at the Bronzeville Collection.
Yes. So Britt Nicole is kind of a veteran. She's still young, but she's sort of a veteran of Milwaukee's poetry scene. I feel like since I started paying attention to art and culture in Milwaukee, Britt Nicole has been part of the orbit of people making things in Milwaukee. And she wrote a book, her first book of poetry, Moods, Melanin, and Magic is the name. She's having a book release coming up real soon. So on Saturday, June 5th, from noon to 5 p.m. at the Bronzeville Collective, which is on North Avenue in Bel Air Phillips. She'll be doing poetry readings. You can buy the book. I can think of no better match than seeing Britt Nicole perform, sell her poetry, reading her poetry than as a setting than the Bronzeville Collective. You know, the Bronzeville Collective is this incredible store that's gathered works from a lot of women of color and allies who are creative, who make art, who make craft, who make all kinds of different things. So to see Britt debut her book there is just such a perfect match. They are engaging in some precautions for COVID. You can sign up through their Eventbrite. So they say guests must select a time to pick up a book. So it is a public event on this Saturday, June 5th from noon to 5. But go and check out the event page either on Facebook or Eventbrite. Moods, Melanin, and Magic, the book release at the Bronzeville Collective.
All right. Well, as many of our listeners may know, June is not just the emergence of summer, it is also Pride Month, and this next event involves Pride.
For sure. The March with Pride for Black Lives Matter is taking place this year on June 13th at the Summerfest Ground at 1 p.m. And if we think back a year ago, the streets of not just our city, but of the country and the world were filled with protesters in response to the killing of George Floyd. And the Pride March last year unified with the idea of Black Lives Matter, the leadership of it, who was celebrated and centered in that, were Black and queer people, which was not that they aren't normally included in Pride, but that was a really special focus of it. And it was this remarkable event, kind of cathartic and celebratory, but also rooted in justice. This year's event is sort of looking back 1 year forward from that and having kind of that similar vibe to it and saying, you know, things can't go back to normal. Let's make our new normal as a collective. So I think this year's Pride's March is continuing to show solidarity with Black Lives Matter, including its organizers, are many of the same folks from last year, pushing that movement forward. So yeah, I think the Pride March, you know, is always a highlight of the summer in Milwaukee. And now it even has this new, not that it wasn't there before, but this very prominent strand of racial and social justice.
Our next event is similar in some ways, I was thinking, because you are going down the street, but it's less of a march and much more of a parade, and one that is celebrating a pretty special anniversary.
Yeah, you know, it's another institution that last year didn't happen in the way that it normally does. It's the Juneteenth Day parade and celebration. And actually, this year is the 50th anniversary in Milwaukee of the Juneteenth Day parade and celebration, which Northcott Neighborhood House has long taken the lead on leading. It's right in their neighborhood, in the Harambe neighborhood. So the parade's taking place on Saturday, June 19th, starting at 8 a.m., and it's going to be going through the north side, starting at 14th and Atkinson, travel to Burleigh and King Drive, which is where the events are centered. Looking at the precautions, they've partnered with the Milwaukee Health Department and the Milwaukee Health Heritage Health Center to make sure that everyone who's going to be there will be safe. Their masks are a requirement at this year's event. But, you know, Milwaukee has one of the longest running Juneteenth celebrations in the entire country. It's an institution, really, in the city. It's something, you know, if you haven't experienced it, it's remarkable. And really, you know, it commemorates the important history of Juneteenth Day, the ending of slavery in the United States. It has a beautiful story I'm not going to get into right here, but it's a chance to experience some community and deep-rooted culture in Milwaukee. There are other Juneteenth celebrations, and I think another one worth shouting out is Alice's Garden from 5 to 9. So the Juneteenth Day celebration in Harambe is going from 8 to 4, and then you could have a full day of Juneteenth Day, go over to Alice's Garden from 5 to 9. They're also having a Juneteenth celebration. I went there last year, actually, and it was one of the highlights of my summer because it was such a raw moment in our country, and it was people, their theme this year is Path of Self-Determination and Liberation. And I think, you know, if we're having these difficult conversations about race in our country, and we're not also not allowing ourselves to be led by people putting forward things like that, a path of self-determination and liberation, it can feel helpless. So I think Juneteenth Day is a great day to connect into the community and seeing the direction we're headed.
For sure. And this final event is also going to get people outside and walking. It's something I wasn't actually familiar with.
Yeah, so Jane Jacobs, it's an event called Jane's Walks. And Jane Jacobs is a kind of a well-known urbanist and celebrator of the neighborhood. And really down to kind of the molecular level, she said, you know, pay attention to the small thing. You don't always need to, you know, look at what's the biggest and brightest and most expensive. Look at your neighbors. Go on walks and notice the world that you might be not seeing. And, you know, she wrote a lot of things, but a group in Milwaukee is now for 5 years been doing Jane Walks. And these walks, you know, I've been on some. It's just really a chance to look at the world, pay attention to the world around you through great places in Milwaukee. They're doing 15 walks this year through a bunch of different neighborhoods. Some of them are virtual, so they provide, you know, their video walks and maps you can follow with neighborhoods like the Villard Avenue, Clark Square, Lindsay Heights, Haven Woods. You can learn more about it at their website. If you look up James Walks Milwaukee, you'll find it. There's some guided hikes, including tomorrow, actually, Dominic Anoye, who's a photographer and artist in Milwaukee, is leading one in the Walker's Point neighborhood, a two-hour walk where he'll kind of lead you on a creative engagement in the neighborhood. And then coming up on Monday, there's a walk through the Menominee River Valley. So some of the best places to go on walks in Milwaukee are being explored through this project. And yeah, Jane's Walks, go to their website. They have ones you can do either scheduled or on your own time. And those go through the middle of the month. So they started in the middle of May, go to the middle of June. And one thing before we leave, you know, we record these at the beginning of the month, and they're five things for the whole month. Because of the way COVID has kind of leveled planning ahead, there's a lot of late-breaking events. So if you didn't hear an event in this preview of the month, if it's happening towards the end of the month, it might not be announced yet. And literally, as we were sitting down to record this, I saw an invite to the Black is Beautiful Volume 3 ride. And there were two of them that took place last year that were led by incredible artists and musicians in Milwaukee. It's happening on June 27th, a Sunday starting at 1 p.m. And it's this remarkable bike ride celebrating Blackness in Milwaukee. So point is, there will be other events other than ones that I just listed. And a lot of these are towards the beginning of the month. Keep your eye out, especially as, you know, who knows whether masks and COVID and how normal life will be. But I do suspect there'll be more and more great events appearing as the month goes on.
For sure. And it's good to remind people that, you know, the list of five things to do this month, that's something that is really just a selection of a number of the events that you actually feature at MNNS. So if people are hoping to find more events, they can probably go to your website, right?
For sure. Every Friday and then Monday, my colleague Anna Martinez Ortiz, she writes a column, five things to do this weekend and five things for the week. You know, a lot of times there are events, sometimes there are other things that are just good to be in the know about. So yeah, there's so many things happening, especially in our North and South Side neighborhoods in Milwaukee that, you know, unless you're paying attention, you might miss them.
For sure. Well, Adam, thank you as always for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Absolutely. And I'll see you in July.
Adam Carr is the Deputy Editor for Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. Every month, he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to share some of the many community events happening in the city.